Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 or more on any football game. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Free bet promotion for new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Max wager limits apply. One per customer. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. We finished up, Dustin, quarter number one with me bitching about the call by the officials on Ellis Brooks for targeting. Just real quickly, there was also the kicker, the punt returner interference calls. There were two of them. What do you think of those calls?
The first one, I don't really recall the specifics. I didn't really have a problem with it, the way it was called in the moment, but I didn't really get a chance to pore over the replay. Now, the second one, I think Penn State had, you know, like he was there, it was bang, bang, but that's what you're supposed to do. Again, just like the Ellis Brooks thing, the Wisconsin punt returner made a questionable decision to try to field that punt. And then, you know, you can't reward that guy. So I thought, you know, maybe the first one set the stage for the second one. But I didn't really have a problem with the way that A.J. Lighton was going about his business and the way he was getting downfield. And In fact, I kind of viewed his ability to get to the return man as quickly as he did as kind of a positive. We can just keep that under control a little bit.
And you don't want to control him or pull the reins in too much. But in both the instances, he did not interfere with the punt returner's ability to catch the ball. They had the opportunity to catch it. He just timed it, I thought, very well and made the tackle. So we'll see how they call that the rest of the season going forward. All right, Dustin, let's take a look. We alluded to in quarter number one, but some of these statistics, this was just a crazy game. And you pointed out in your notes, Wisconsin had 29 first downs to Penn State's 11. To me, even more striking was a first half where Wisconsin had 13 first downs and Penn State had one. And let's figure out what exactly that means, one first down. That means every drive but one was a three and out drive. And I have six possessions in the first half. These were the yardages they got on the possessions. Minus three, then they got 31 yards. That was the first down one. Then 1 yard, 1 yard, minus one, and then they had a huge drive where they got 9 yards. That's incredible.
They marched for 9 yards. and the thing about this is, I think we all kind of expected a little bit of a slow go because new offense, new rhythm, first game out of it, a defensive unit that really controls the box well. So it took them a little bit of time to try to figure out how to really attack this thing. And they ultimately solved that problem in the second half. And I think they set themselves up. I feel like if this game went eight quarters, Penn State would have stretched its lead and won by more. I think they figured out and had the weapons to take advantage of where Wisconsin wasn't particularly as good. I also think that, you know, in order to have the time to find yourself offensively, you need a defensive effort that was, you know, pretty monstrous. And that's exactly what Penn State delivered. I feel like if the offense started the same way last year, The defense wouldn't have been able to hold, and instead of being scoreless at the half, they would have been down 10, 13, 14, nothing or whatever. And the whole second half takes on a different meaning. Wisconsin can stay more patient. They can stick to what they're doing. They can just focus on moving the chains. It falls right into their advantage and what they're trying to do anyway. But the fact that the defense hung in there, they buckled down in the red zone, it gave this Penn State offense time. And then it was one of those things. A scoreless tie at the half was a huge Penn State win. And then early in the third quarter, they deliver that big strike. And I think that really put Wisconsin on notice that, you know, you had your chance. And now you're going to have to contend with us.
That's exactly what you often talk about in a game. You dominate the game, but you don't dominate the scoreboard. It'll come back to haunt you. It also leads to something else, Dustin. James Franklin talks about oftentimes winning the battle of explosive plays, and I'm not sure what he defines the explosive plays. I believe Penn State had at least four plays of over 30 yards, and Wisconsin had zero of those. And you can march down the field, first down after first down after first down, and it could be totally wiped away by the opponent getting one 50-yard play. We saw something similar, I think, in the Minnesota-Ohio State game. Having those explosive athletes, having a Jahan Dotson, and would you also please explain to me how a very good Wisconsin defense could let Jahan Dotson that wide open behind the defense?
Well, I don't think Wisconsin is really built yet on creating explosive plays. I think they want to create explosive plays in the run game as much as anything. I also think Graham Mertz is physically capable of delivering those, but you know, he's got to, in order for that punishing run game to really pay dividends in the big play department, he has to be able to pick his spot, have a favorable situation, and deliver. And it just didn't happen for him on Saturday. I think Penn State's defense had a lot to do with that. In terms of Jahan Dotson getting behind the Wisconsin defense, I think it was the 49-yard touchdown. Penn State started having, you know, that motion across behind the quarterback from the wide receiver, that jet sweep motion that kind of had them thinking side to side and not really behind them as much, had them reacting to it. And part of that was Penn State having success getting the ball out quick and having these faster, more explosive athletes turn those touches into gains. Had Wisconsin kind of on their heels a little bit, trying to think about defending the field horizontally. And just when that happens, now they attack vertically. And I think that was part of it, having them, you know, James Franklin has talked a lot about defending the whole field. And a lot of times we think about that being a vertical concept, but they were forcing Wisconsin to defend the entire field from a horizontal standpoint. They got them in that mode and it ended up paying off. I think on both of the big plays, and I'm sorry if I'm a little rusty on thinking of specifics, but on both of the big plays, they got that defense, the safeties and linebackers, to overcommit to something and created a big play. I also feel like, you know, to me, it was just proof that Jahan Dotson cannot and will not be contained from streaking through your secondary at some point in time in a 60-minute game. If he's able to do that against Ohio State and their DBs last year, I feel like he's going to do that at some point, probably multiple times, against every defense Penn State faces. Now, Sean Clifford was 1-for-2 hitting him in those situations. You would like to see maybe a better than 50% connection rate, and I think maybe we'll see that going forward. But to some extent, I don't care who you are, and Mike Yursich is smart enough to figure out how to get defenses away from that "don't let Jahan Dotson behind us," you know, to help them get away from that mindset a little bit. And when they do, you strike and you attack and you create some big plays. I think it's a formula that's going to continue to work.
Well, I think there were actually two long ones to Jahan Dotson, one where he scored the touchdown, one where Sean Clifford kind of babied the throw, didn't get him in stride where he was tackled.
Yeah,
but they
thinking did, about that overthrow.
They got the big game. But I thought it was also important that there was that long throw to Keandre Lambert-Smith. So it's, okay, maybe there's a second guy. So if you go by Jim's theory, let's double-team Jahan Dotson. Let's make sure he doesn't beat us. Well, guess what? There might be someone else who could beat you deep. Let's go to the other side of the ball, Dustin. There were some equally huge plays on the defense by Brisker with the interception, by Ibukiti. The defense didn't just play well. They also came up with big plays.
And I think that's a personality of a defense thing. I didn't come away thinking their 3-0 advantage in turnovers was luck by any means. I know that Graham Mertz and they had issues with the exchange and the ball hit the turf unnecessarily. Unforced errors were part of this. But like I said earlier, I think Penn State deserves some credit for getting into Mertz's head early in this game. I also think, you know, there were a couple times Nick Tarburton skies up and has the ball in his hands and can't finish an interception there. Jair Brown didn't haul one in that was in his hands. So Penn State's advantage in turnovers struck me as very real. And they've been talking about it, Jim, again and again and again. We're working on turnovers. It's a big issue. It's a big thing we want to accomplish, and they've been trying to, you know, working on jugs machines and all that stuff. And, you know, I felt like this was the first time where I kind of came away thinking, like, I think this defense is capable of creating takeaways. And that's from pressure up front. That's from Brent Pry. He's got a good feel a lot of times, dialing up the right pressure in the right situation. So it's wildly unexpected. I think the DBs are capable of it. I think Brisker's capable of it. So I think this is a defense that should continue to make strides in the turnover department and deserve to have an edge in takeaways against Wisconsin.
One of the big concerns going into this season, let alone this game, was at defensive end, and could you get pressure? I know it's one game. It's a small sample size. I know that, Dustin. But, oh, my goodness, Ibukiti was a presence, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. Power, quickness, speed, relentless. I mean, the formula is absolutely there. He is a big dude who moves incredibly quick. And he's just got that, you know, again, with one game sample size in mind, he's got that I will not be denied mentality. And Jesse Luketa isn't quite the same physical presence, but he's got that I will not be denied mentality too. And I think he is much better suited coming off the edge as a pass rusher than playing in space and moving backwards and making the read and diagnosing and attacking. You know, he's a tweener through and through, but that 6'1", 250-pound frame sure seems to look pretty good coming off the other side of the defensive line. Huge development, I think, for Penn State's defensive line. Huge development for their defense if these guys are going to continue to play this way.
Okay, Dustin, that is it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we're going to continue the Penn State-Wisconsin conversation. You want to stay tuned for that. We're going to take a quick break.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 or more on any football game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Free bet promotion for new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Max wager limits apply. One per customer. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.